Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hayward at the plate. Jason Paxman in the air, right center field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone! Three-run homer, Jason Hayward.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 tonight at Allstate Arena in an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Make plans to be there or watch it on YouTube. In the NBA, Rajon Rondo is out for Game 5 in the Bulls. He did practice today for conditioning, but did not use his right hand. Game 5 tips tomorrow just after 7:30. That series, of course, is tied at 2 apiece. Tonight, though, in the NBA, the Rockets, they host the Thunder. They can close it out with a win. Grizzlies visit the Spurs, and the Jazz play at the Clippers. Both of those series are tied at 2.
I think in 2015 we had something like 15 walk-off wins, so... I guess it's kind of ingrained in our culture now is that, you know, we come from behind and it's something that, you know, that doesn't put a lot of pressure on us.
That's Cubs third baseman Chris Bryant with Jason Goff and Dan Bernstein earlier today. He does join the show every other week. You can hear those interviews at 670thescore.com. And I think their culture comes from having really, really good baseball players on their roster. The Cubs, they've won 5 of 6. Kyle Hendricks goes tonight in Pittsburgh and opposes Garrett Cole. First pitch at 6:05. Pregame starts at 5:30 with Mark Rohde. The White Sox host the Royals. Dylan Covey faces Danny Duffy. First pitch at 7:10. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they fired at Rockford Ice Hogs head coach Ted Dent. In the NFL, Adrian Peterson signs with the Saints. And despite rumors of a possible retirement, Buzz Cook, Jay Cutler's agent, says Cutler does not plan to retire and wants to play next year. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Ziegler Alfa Romeo of Schaumburg. Breathtaking performance. See you around, Julia. Ciao. The Score's 25-year celebration is being brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, celebrating 20 years as America's original craft vodka. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Cubs. The next game on The Score tonight, 5:30, Cubs and Pirates, right here on Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Hayward at the plate. Jason cracks one in the air, right center field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone. Just like that, the Cubs lead 4-0. Three-run homer, Jason Hayward.
Davidson, well-hit ball, deep right field. Matt Davidson sends it out of here. 1-0 Sox. Davidson continues to tattoo the baseball.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
There's some baseball questions out there for us first 20 games or so in the season on both sides of town. This is the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and of course on watch670thescore.com. Hello to all those people out there that like to watch.
Hi.
We appreciate you as I'm watching on YouTube the true version of the Chi-Town Percolator sent to me by my man Mike B, who was always listening out there in Tampa.
That's not what you were just showing me.
No.
Unless that's the Chi-Town Percolator you were showing me.
And of course, the police always find themselves on the air. Shout out to the narcs out there. But seriously, though, this Jason Hayward thing, it's really, I don't know if rewarding is the right word, but I don't care who you root for.
Satisfying.
Yeah, when you see a guy put in the work and get the results, you could be the biggest Sox fan in the world. But when you see a good guy, seemingly, put in the work after an awful season at the plate, and I know it's a small sample size, first 20 games of the season.
It's an eighth of a season.
The dude is doing his thing, and his hands are where they want him to be. Like, usually fatigue, that's why post-All-Star break we'll find out where the training and where the mechanics are at, because the reason why Tim Tebow could never throw a football in an NFL game the way people wanted him to, and in practices and all the other things where they instructed him to do it, he could do it, is because fatigue usually takes you back to where you're most comfortable.
That's when he would start patting the ball. That's when he would drop slingshot. It down.
Yeah. So we'll see when the weight loss occurs and you go to a smaller bat and all those things happen throughout the course of a Major League Baseball season. We'll see if Jason Hayward is where he needs to be. But right now, so far, so good.
You know,
man,
what's funny,
shout
though?
Shout out to him.
I'll tell you why baseball's and the way baseball is coached and practiced, why it's a little bit different, at least
a lot different.
At least in my experience, is that in basketball, coaches that I've been around always wanted you to work on fine motor stuff when you were tired.
Yeah,
that when
run,
you
run the, wind sprints and then shoot free
then
throws.
Then shoot you all free throws at the end of practice, right, at the after the scrimmage.
See,
always shoot free throws when you're tired. Yet in baseball, hitting coaches generally say if you're tired, stop, because you're going to develop bad habits. Because it's that's when, and maybe it's just the complexity of a swing that
you get lazy,
different muscle memory involved that you don't want to do that when you're tired, because it's not, there is no real sense of endurance in baseball in a given game. It's not like what Bryant was saying about the home run derby.
Right.
What he was saying, he almost 60, threw up
65 swings as hard as you possibly can.
Right. That's hard to do. So baseball's a little different animal when it comes to how this is practiced. But
at the end of the season, though, is there something to be said? Because we talked about it where Alfonso Soriano had a huge bat because he had terrific wrists, and he had to go down in bat size at the end of the season because your muscles wear down.
Rizzo
you
did
get
it.
Tired. Yeah, exactly.
Rizzo's using Caesar's bat.
Yeah, exactly. So if those mechanics can stay the same by the time the end of the season comes around, it would not have been just a 20 or 45 game thing where he kept it in his mind. It will actually be muscle memory stuff.
So I guess we'll start with the good news rather than the bad news, because you mentioned Kyle Hendricks too.
I think it's very simple on what's going on with Kyle Hendricks.
There's yet another fantastic analysis. Jeff Sullivan is just a stud. He's an absolute stud when it comes to a team is going to hire him soon. He is not going to be at Fangraphs for long.
I did not read it, but can I guess from what I'm seeing what I think?
Well, let's do Jason Hayward first.
Okay.
Let's do the good news first.
Okay.
And the good news is that Hayward right now, last year, his slash line, it's hard to believe that he was this bad last year. His slash line, and to get used to the modern vernacular of baseball, slash line is three numbers. It's batting average, on-base percentage, and slugging. 230, 306, man, 325.
It's pretty bad.
His weighted on base average, which 350 means good. That's all you need to know. 400 is great. 375 is very good. Mm-hmm. 350 means you're a good offensive player. His was 282. Okay. So now his slash line at the moment is 294 batting, 342 on base, 456 slugging. And the weighted on base is a very healthy 347. And that's the number I look at for Jason Hayward. I'll be pleased if Jason Hayward has an 800 on base plus slugging and or a 350 weighted on base average. And he's outperforming his career numbers right now.
From everything I've read, OPS, you want it to be above 770 if you're actually making an impact for your team.
Depending on what else you do. And the fact is, because he's so good defensively, because he's such a good base runner, because there's so much value that's already baked in, he just has to be fine offensively. Mm-hmm. And his batting average of balls in play is at 333. Last year was 266, and that's a function of how hard you're hitting the ball. Well, thankfully,
people are scouting you as well.
We're in the StatCast era, where we used to look at things like line drive percentage. Now, you know what we can look at? We can look at the average velocity of the ball leaving Jason Hayward's bat. And right now, it's at 91.8 miles per hour. That's tops on the Cubs. The ball is leaving his bat harder than anyone else on the team on average. He is 28th in all of baseball, and at 91.8 miles per hour, he is just a tenth behind somebody named Bryce Harper, whose average is 91.9. And when it comes to batting average of balls in play, you're hitting it harder, more of the contact is going to be useful contact that finds you on base. And I looked at Hayward's good years. where batting average of balls in play for most people is around 300. That's just what it is. In his good years, it's 319. It's 325. So it should be elevated because he's just cracking the ball a little bit more, as Pat Hughes describes. And the fact is, by the time he gets to the middle of this contract, when you look at the dollar value that's calculated every year per win above replacement, it's not going to look that expensive. He's just not.
There's going to be $400 million guys running around.
At the rate of inflation, what the actual win.
Hell, they're already. I mean, what is Giancarlo Stanton? Is what, 325, 300, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
And Bryce Harper's going to get half a billy. So,
he is. So it's all good. It's early money.
The money's spent, and you won a World Series, by the way.
That's the other part.
He was an integral part in the World Series, no matter what way you want to slice it.
All right, now, this very detailed analysis of what's going on with Kyle Hendricks, with side-by-side photos and all of the heat maps and zones, give me your view from above, and we'll see.
All right, so this is what I've seen, and this is what I'm seeing when I watch Kyle Hendricks. Last year, he was great because of the variance of speeds. And what I saw in that last Milwaukee start was, you know, stuff where you're getting up to 86, 87 miles an hour with your four-seamer. And he's a sinker and changeup guy where he's going to vary the speeds and trick you a little bit and then, you know, wipe you out. And his control and his command, that's why they were talking about Greg Maddux last year, because the velocity has never been the big thing in terms of him getting it to 96 or 95. But the fact that he can stay around 92, 93 and put it wherever he wants is all good. If you're doing that at 86, 87, I think you run into the problems that Jamie Navarro ran into at the end of his run, where everything was the same speed and you can just sit back and wait for whatever you wanted to. And he's not spotting the change up like he did last year as well. So the sinker and the change and the lack of variance in speeds, because everything seems like it's going at the same speed.
All true. The question, why? That's what this piece is trying to figure out and trying to determine why that's happening, what's happening, and why it's happening.
In the first inning, especially when you're supposed to be your freshest, that's when he's getting touched. There's something going on there.
All right. Well, the title of the piece is Kyle Hendricks Has Been Too Easy to Hit. Hendricks has lost almost 3 miles per hour off his fastball. And the reduced velocity doesn't make him unique among the Cubs, but it's enough to raise eyebrows given he doesn't work with a lot of heat in the first place. His numbers call for a closer look. The strike rate is down a few percentage points. Basically, 3 strikes a game. He's lost a few strikeouts, added a few walks, despite throwing the same number of first pitch strikes. The issue hasn't been getting ahead as staying and working ahead. His contact rate has spiked. Hard hit rate has spiked. He has generated just one infield fly. And relative to the fastballs, as you've noticed, his changeup has lost a tick of separation. So just about every indicator is bad. And they show the pitch percentages of what's being hit where in the zone. The recent version of Hendricks has thrown an awful lot more pitches around the arm side edge. The location is different in this way. It's a pitcher throwing to different spots with less powerful stuff. Why? He writes, I can never dismiss the injury idea. I simply don't know enough, can't know enough. Hendricks hasn't suggested he's feeling any discomfort. Cubs don't seem like they're hiding anything, unlike the White Sox and Carlos Rodon. He said, my hunch is a minor mechanical problem has knocked him sideways, so to speak. And now he starts in with video. He's got pitches from last September, a pitch from last week. He has a composite of 6 pitches, and he's looking at his back foot. He's looking at the back foot with a line perpendicular to the ground, straight up and down. Ankle turned inward as he's pushing off. However, where his arm is now different. In where it used to be, his arm was behind his head and so was his elbow. But now, it's coming out from behind his head, elbow already surging forward. His back foot is coming up later in his motion. Maybe he's taking a little too long to plant his front leg. Maybe he's not achieving quite the same shoulder rotation, but the transfer of energy in his delivery isn't as efficient as it was, and that's all it takes to lose a couple of miles an hour. You don't always have to worry about something structural when it's much easier for throwing motion to just go a little out of whack. So there's plenty of room for me to be wrong, he writes, and of course a mechanical issue comes with no guarantee of a quick or successful resolution. They can be hard to fix, even when they're subtle, barely noticeable. for Kyle Hendricks and the Cubs, it's April. He's got all kinds of time to work out any kinks, and maybe it's encouraging that in spring training, the fastball is averaging 87. That's where it was last April. It could be a minor slip-up. Take nothing for granted. Appreciate how good Hendricks became, such that a short slump like this gets the attention that it does. But this is striking, and we know for a fact, we talked to Jed Hoyer before about Jeff Sullivan's work analyzing Jake Arrieta. The Cubs pay attention to this. They see all this stuff. So if you know it, if I know it, I guarantee you the Cubs know it, which means I can guarantee you that Kyle Hendricks is going to be aware of where his landing foot is and where his elbow is when that back foot comes up. So that's one thing that one analyst, one scout is noticing here based on video. So It's something to keep an eye on. But the side-by-sides are really telling.
Is he hurt?
Then I have no reason to think so. Unless you've
when we start talking about mechanics changing that drastically for a guy who is meticulous in his mechanics and is a student of the game, and you know it's watching. I mean, he was beating himself up 2 years ago with every start because he would go down there as soon as the start is over and watch himself on the video. With a guy who's very aware, sometimes, you know, that arm is dropping or that back foot is doing what it wants to do because you're not feeling right somewhere. And these are the most innings he's ever pitched, obviously, with a World Series run. So my question would be, does he know how to ride that wave the way John Lackey and John Lester do with their experience in these kinds of long runs and expecting certain things?
Without their stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of like somebody who doesn't get sick very often, doesn't know what to do when they do get sick. And for a person who gets sick often, it's like, all right, I know I need to Zycam it up here. I know I need to do this. I know I need to do that. And then you go about your business. Does Kyle Hendricks know what to do when his pitching is sick?
There's no more self-aware or generally brighter guy doing what he does. And we've talked to him about it, and he's always had to be incredibly self-aware because he hasn't had the margin for error. He hasn't been able to coast. He's like, oh, he's not Michael Kopech. You know, he has to know everything he's doing all the time. And we talked to him. Wait, Terry and I talked to him. We were at Union Station with our Amish friends, I remember it, and he discussed that. He talked about his awareness of his delivery and how he uses video, but it's right here. And if you're asking, I'm sure you're saying, where is this story? It's on Fangraphs.com. It's also in my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein. I put it out there as soon as I saw it this morning. But it's a hypothesis. It doesn't mean this is true. It doesn't mean Jeff Sullivan's right. And maybe it's something where Hendricks goes, yeah, I know I'm doing that, but that's not the reason. It's very possible. He's like, sure, we figured that we were going to change a little bit, that I was going to change my elbow position when my front foot landed, change. And it is, you know, the curvature of his posture is a little different now pre-release. So I guarantee you he knows. River North and Matt on the score.
Hey, that's great stuff on Hendricks. I mean, I see exactly what you guys see. You know, his velocity's down and he's not locating. And the discrepancy between his off-speed pitches and fastball are getting too close.
Mm-hmm.
But my question was, and I could be misquoting you, so don't, you know, bear with me and I apologize. I was listening to you and Bruce Levine talk, and you were talking about strikeouts in general, that it's acceptable now because it's happening more often.
Yeah.
But my opinion is the good teams, the really good teams, the teams that win, like the Royals, when they won the World Series, did not strike out. They put the bat on the ball. That's how they got to the Mets.
Cubs struck out a lot. Yeah.
But the Cubs made a concerted effort to cut that down from 2015 to 2016. They bring in a Ben Zobrist. Javi Baez cut down a strikeout.
But with slugging, strikeouts will come with it, too. I mean, this is kind of like a byproduct.
It's a trade-off. It depends.
Unproductive outs, too.
Yeah, some teams, a lot of players just trying to launch now. Because
nobody wants you to strike out three times a game as a player and go back and feel good about your game.
10 pitch at bat, I'm okay with it. But like Anthony Rizzo has a 2-strike approach. Yep. Why don't more players have that?
Well, Joe Maddon wants it. Some guys don't care. Some guys don't have a B hack.
Matt, I want more guys to move around in the box the way, so to speak. I want more guys to move around in the box depending on what the count is. But I mean, those kind of old school things, you know, don't happen as much as we were used to them. There's a lot of things that you used to see in baseball in the 80s and early 90s that you don't see anymore. The fact that Mark Reynolds was able to do it a couple of times in a row, two seasons in a row, I believe, with 200 strikeouts, and people were lining up to sign him again because he's a guy who can hit you 25-plus home runs, the game has changed. Stolen bases are out. boppers are in. So, yeah, the game has changed. We just got to deal with it.
Especially with defensive shifting also rendering some contact different than it used to be. Right. It's not everybody isn't just rigidly lined up where they know where you're likely to hit the ball if you make contact. And the best thing you can do is hit it over their heads and render that completely obviated.
This from the 815. Do you think that the higher strike zone affects Hendricks as well? I thought of him immediately when they announced the zone would be raised. I did too, and Lester as well. Guys who want to work down in the zone, if you raise that a little bit.
They didn't officially raise it, though.
The talk was was of raising it to speed up the game.
But that hasn't happened officially.
It hasn't been implemented.
That has not been done yet, so that wouldn't be an excuse right now. Look, I'm open to anything, and I'm sure Hendricks and Chris Bosio and Lester Strode and everybody working on it now open to anything.
I saw Lester running out there last night. I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah, Chris Bosio is not with the team, correct?
I assume, unless they were just messing around and left him in the clubhouse while Lester went out there and did his job. But I saw Lester run out there to the mound. I'm like, look at Lester's ass. Look at him.
Baseball game day
out there
schedule.
Making decisions and stuff.
Brought to you by Jimmy John's. The Cubs are taking on the Pirates in Pittsburgh here on Sports Radio 670. White Sox play Kansas City. Jimmy John's, get fresh with Jimmy John's. Their homemade bread is freshly baked. Quality meats are freshly sliced. Locally grown veggies are freshly sliced every day. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh. This is the Bernstein and Goff show. That was some pretty wonky baseball stuff in there with a lot of information.
I don't believe that I've ever been wonky in my life.
I
will disassociate myself from that segment if that's the case.
You're a veritable,
I can tell you what I see.
You're a veritable Willy Wonky.
Jesus. All right, now here comes Rambling Grimace with the damn Willy Wonky. Photoshop or whatever.
Jason Goff is Willy Wonky.
You're an idiot, dude.
The big purple coat.
That's enough. It's more than enough.
Strike that.
It's going to happen.
Reverse it.
It's going to happen. Don't worry. There's a lot of stuff we can get into. Like we mentioned, Ernie Johnson will join us next hour, so we'll talk a little NBA playoffs.
You look good in a long purple velvet coat, actually. You have just exactly the right skin tone to pull that off.
You're getting some dangerous areas.
Evacuate. Actually, that would be a good color for you.
Evacuate. Pastels. I do well in pastels and browns and grays and things like that.
I can't pull off some of those bright colors.
But I'm telling you now, you could pull off whatever.
No,
you want.
My wife yelled at me. She took my sweater and
Teddy
said
this the other day about all white shoes, where he's like, they look stupid on me, and I couldn't feel it because I'm like, dude, Teddy's a shoe connoisseur, a sneakerhead. I can't believe that there hadn't been some all white ones or something where he's like, yo, this is.
Well, he has them. He just doesn't wear them.
Yeah, he said he had the Grape Fives, the purple Jordans, the all white ones. Well,
the Grape Street Crips.
No, well, Grape Street Crips, I'm sure have a lot of pairs of those fives, but
also dressed like Willy Wonka.
But I'm like, dude, you can pull off any guy or any girl can pull off anything. It's just about the confidence that you need to walk around with.
No, I don't think that's true. I think some.
Color?
I think no. Some people have a look. No, some people have a. I don't look good. My wife has forbidden me from wearing like salmon color. Something like a regular pink, I'm okay.
Why?
Because I'm pink.
You're flush. Yeah.
I'm pink. And she said it just makes me look pallid and sick. Yeah. So she switched it out.
I mean, that's your face.
It is.
Your shirt.
It's the combination. So she said, take that
off.
I
like pink sweater.
I did too.
I know exactly the one you're talking about too. I think men who can rock pastels. I think that is another level of swag that
like
every man should be able to achieve.
And she told me no. She said, switch that out with a blue sweater.
That's classic wife doing, where she's like, you know what? He's walking out of here looking too good for my liking. You know,
yeah, I'm sure that's the issue.
I'm saying, man. I'm just telling you, whenever your lady steps in and overrules an outfit, you got to ask yourself, how bad was it or how good was it?
How bad was
exactly. That's what you got to do. I'm telling guys out there right now, I know you're listening. If your lady said, throw that shirt away, I hate that shirt, either it was a terrible shirt or it was the shirt for you.
It was way too good.
I'm just saying. So when you go home tonight, I don't want to start nothing in anybody's home. When you go home tonight, you know, you ask your lady, go, you know, that shirt that you said you didn't like that much, a lot of people gave me compliments. And just look at her reaction, and you'll find out if you're laying next to a hater.
By the way, near the end of the show yesterday, we were talking about what was going on with Chris Heinrode, about the firing of Mike Kitchen, what was going on with
the
Blackhawks.
Serious stuff.
Yeah, it is serious. I talked to some people about what's going on. They're very, very tense times in those offices, and we'll get to some of the details. details there coming up on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
This is Ben Zobrist to the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Kidde. Smart, simple security. No disrespect to any of the remaining teams, but we may as well just give the Larry O'Brien trophy right now to Golden State, because they have never been so dominant or as motivated as they are right now. And that beatdown that they laid on Portland shows that they're better now than they've ever been. This is exactly what the Warriors envisioned and what the rest of the NBA was tripping so hard about when they added Kevin Durant. The team that you're seeing right now, because they knew this would happen and they knew there'd be no beating these guys, because right now they do look unstoppable. If you're the best, deepest, and most motivated, you're not coming off the floor without that hardware. I would never say cancel the postseason after only one round, but go ahead and cancel the postseason after only one round, because nobody is beating Golden State. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. And right now, you can drive a brand new 2017 Ford Fusion for just $219 a month, or buy it for only $17,995.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside. Visit westfieldford.com.
Closed end 36-month lease to qualified buyers. $2,509 due at inception. 10,000 miles per year. Taxes and fees extra. Ends 4/30/17.
Hey, dudes and dudettes, if you're even thinking about getting a new ride, there's no better time than during Sunrise Chevrolet's 20th anniversary sale. They're celebrating with big savings on over 350 new Chevys. Why don't you go over there and make it over 349 and get you one off the lot. A new 2017 Traverse, just $24,999. A brand new Malibu, only $16,999. Wait a minute, did I read that right? You're darn right I read it right, because I know how to read. And you can get those cars at low, low prices. Now, that's a steal of a deal, I'm telling you right now. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, they really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. That's me, all right? It includes rebates available to all, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Find new roads.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes a difference.
The police agency Europol estimated that they're dealing with thousands of potential terrorists.
Bringing new understanding to complex stories.
The commanders here are worried that the extremists will launch a full-scale offensive.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with two broke girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list.
Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be.
That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And two funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them.
I hate them already.
Two broke girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
There's a reason the top realtors in town are working with Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. The housing market is hot right now, and the houses are selling the day they come on the market. It's never been so important to have a strong mortgage lender. Now, if you're even considering buying a home, make sure to call Ryan and get pre-approved. He can do it on the very same day you call in. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Play
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Old Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Play.it presents Showtime Sports.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with top athletes in professional sports.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the sniper out of Cleveland.
What's good?
This week's On the Record special guest is Cleveland Cavaliers J.R. Smith.
Is this your toughest season you've had to deal with as a pro?
Yeah, for sure. Not playing the way you want to play on the court. Not having your family how you want it off the court. It's a lot, but, you know, there's nothing I can't handle.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Sports at Play.it and iTunes.
Original reporting sets us apart on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
We always ask ourselves on every story we do, is it right? Is it fair? Is it honest?
Top advisors admit the president was at a crossroads.
These strikes could backfire.
The experience that we have makes our broadcast unique.
Smoke from this fire is simply intense.
They've been met with a heavy police presence here.
I want the audience to say, wow, that was worth my time. I learned something.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
CBS Thursday.
Welcome.
TV's number one comedy, The Big Bang Theory, brings you scientific breakthroughs.
The medium-sized asteroid is still an interesting discovery.
I suppose it could end up on a collision course with Earth and destroy life as we know it.
Ingenious inventions.
Our idea's really good.
I cooked it in the easy bake oven of my mind.
And fascinating facts.
For every action, you have a gigantic and annoying reaction.
Just when I thought you couldn't get any hotter.
Don't miss The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it presents Showtime Championship Boxing.
Showtime!
Three podcasts connecting you with the fighters and industry leaders. On the Record with Paul Rivera.
We'll cover the lifestyle of boxing behind the scenes and hopefully a viewpoint that you don't get anywhere else.
From Brooklyn to the World with Paulie Malignaggi.
Many of you know me not only as a boxer, but as a commentator, broadcaster.
And The Reveal with Mark Kriegel.
You sit down with fighters more on a personal level.
They give up a little piece of their soul.
Download and subscribe to Showtime Championship Boxing at Play.it and iTunes.
Advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/legal advice.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding that's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknights.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host the Charlotte Checkers at 7 tonight at Allstate Arena in an elimination game of the Calder Cup playoffs. Make sure to be there or watch it on YouTube. We start in the NBA and your Chicago Bulls. Rajon Rondo is out for Game 5, but he did practice today for conditioning, although he did not use his right hand. Game 5 tomorrow tips just after 7:30. Tonight, the Rockets host the Thunder, and they can close it out with a win. Grizzlies visit the Spurs, and the Jazz play at the Clippers. Both of those series are tied at 2.
There's no room in the game for a vigilante headhunter based on a relief pitcher, either by a veteran coming up to him, maybe a rogue coach saying something to him. There's no place in the game for that.
That's Joe Maddon on earlier with Spiegel and Parkins. You can catch that interview at 670thescore.com. Joe does join the boys every Tuesday at noon. Now, Madden's team, they've won 5 of their last 6. Kyle Hendricks goes tonight in Pittsburgh. He opposes Garrett Cole, first pitch at 6:05. The White Sox host the Royals. Dylan Covey faces Danny Duffy, first pitch at 7:10. In hockey, the Blackhawks fired Rockford IceHogs head coach Ted Dent. And in the NFL, Adrian Peterson signs with the New Orleans Saints. And despite rumors of a possible retirement, Buzz Cook, that's the agent of Jay Cutler, says that Cutler does not plan to retire and wants to pose nude for the rest of the play for the rest of the year. The scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 X Drive 28i. for only $4.19 per month for 36 months with no security deposit. 4344 do it signing. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. Hurry into Subway restaurants for the $5 footlong spicy Italian, loaded with pepperoni, Genoa salami, and now just $5 for a limited time at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras, plus applicable tax. No additional. What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm listening.
No additional discounts or coupons may be applied. What are we laughing at?
$5 for a footlong spicy Italian.
That's
man. Right.
It's the spicy Italian. It's loaded with pepperoni and Genoa salami. Hey, you got to come get some.
I love spicy Italians.
Sure do. Especially those $5.
Stop. All right.
Hey, I want to say this one more time, too. The BMW car, it's the X3 xDrive 28i.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it 9 different ways every time in every update so far. I think this is the first time I've said it the correct way.
You're making new models?
I am. And people are calling up Elmer's BMW right now. They're looking for the xDrive 281.
I want the one at Batacola.
A Batacola said the xDrive 281. Come on.
Evidently.
So, my apologies, BMW, xDrive 28i, and then the $5 spicy Italian.
You can get yourself a spicy Italian and then go get yourself a BMW.
Well, no, get the BMW, then drive yourself to your local Subway and get yourself a $5 spicy Italian.
Yeah.
Hey,
nobody's doing that.
I am. Hey, it's I got the Goopa. Hey.
What is going on?
That's what you order. That's how you order those at Subway.
Yeah. What is going on right now?
I don't know.
Like the Italian-American defamation is going to hit us up here pretty soon.
Oh, Jay, I'm just drunk on love. That's all. So,
and it's wine. Not that funny.
No wine, Dan. Dan, it's been almost a full month now. 2 beers only.
Wow, look at you, kept it healthy over there. He's all.
Are you cutting?
You had it with me, Maddie. That's
yeah.
So sweet.
Are you cutting sugars?
Oh, everything, dude. I'm on a low carb, low sodium, low cholesterol diet. No booze.
Low fun too.
Oh, yeah, it's terribly boring.
Commitment to excellence, hey, Chicago.
I used to eat for taste. Now I just eat because I have to.
Hey, but just shout out because this is the nicest day of the year so far today.
Yeah, shout out to the ladies out there.
Shout out to everyone who put in that work. You're an idiot. Shout out to everybody who put in that work over the winter because I damn sure didn't. But the guys and the girls who are walking around this city and this morning at 7:30 at 8 o'clock this morning, acting like it was 80 degrees outside. Like it's sundress season already. So shout out to everybody who stayed healthy over the winter and kept it right.
You guys will never guess how much weight I've lost. Dan,
22
take a guess.
Pounds.
83 pounds.
Oh, close, Jason. 20. I've lost 20 pounds.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. So you,
yeah. I'm at a weight I haven't been
I
at
found
since high
for
school.
You.
Oh, have you?
No, I'm trying to cut it as well, man. Trying to do more and eat less sugar. I think the sugars really killed me.
Well,
pregnancy.
I'm doing a really heart healthy diet, and it consists. You know, part of that is canned sardines, and if you eat them in the studio and leave the can here in the garden.
I am not a part of this.
What? I do like canned sardines, but my heart healthy
I figured
eating,
you would, Dan.
My heart healthy eating is nothing but fried pork rinds.
Yeah, I can't do that. Too much sodium.
And your breath smells like ass.
Well, that's what it says on the bag.
Some people like that. Hey, so how is it you can eat some things and your breath smells like ass? But then if you were to... Forget it. I'm not even...
Look, Doug Buffon always told me, when in doubt, just eat parsley. And parsley cures everything.
Oh, it's like Windex.
But he's dead.
It's like Windex for the... Yeah.
The things that he says still lives on, though.
Right, but he should
like, just hold you all the things die with Doug.
So you're saying that Doug didn't eat enough, he didn't eat enough parsley?
I'm wondering is maybe he should eat more parsley.
What, as far as like health or breath?
Yeah, his theory was, you know, you eat all the garlic and you eat all the olive oil, that's all great for you, and your onions and garlic. Mm-hmm. He said, if you ever worried, you know, about your breath or anything like that, or indigestion and all that, it's always parsley.
I thought it was lemons.
I'm just telling you what he told me.
The citric acid kind of
took
care of you.
That's the Windex for the Greeks.
All right, buddy.
Good.
All right.
Another anti-defamation.
We're racking
from
up.
The movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Don't worry.
Did that.
Don't worry. Your big black Greek wedding. Giannis Antetokounmpo is getting married to...
You watch him, by the way?
Yes, I did.
I said it
a couple
level.
Weeks. He's going to be the best player in the NBA in 2 or 3
next
years, man.
Really?
Level.
Yeah.
The best player.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I can't even say his name.
Book it. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Mm-hmm. Giannis BMW 28.
That's right. Whatever it is.
Giannis.
And then you get a $5 spicy Italian.
See?
Oh, boy.
It's just one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's another one of those guys.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo.
Yes.
I just got one more question.
Antetokounmpo.
It's not that funny.
I love that moment. Isaiah. I love that moment. That's being a parent. That is, you tell your kids, stop laughing.
Let Maddie go to the bathroom. Let Maddie go to the bathroom.
I think I'm done, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Done. Yeah. The score, 25 years. Cubs tonight. Pirates, 5:30.
There it is.
All right, so you wanted to jump in quickly to the Blackhawks.
Yeah, a little bit of Blackhawks, just because I figured it was worth a call with all that's going on.
Who are you
gonna
call?
And just to find out, take the temperature of what the Blackhawks offices are right now. And the description that I got was extremely tense. And that while everybody is focused on Stan Bowman, and it should be, because he's the general manager of the team, and there is some tension between Stan Bowman and the coaching staff, that Quenneville was somewhat blindsided by the fact that their desire to fire his guy, Mike Kitchen.
Yeah, they let go of his buddy.
John McDonough, the word that was told, that was given to me, was furious. That at the very top of the organization, your top executive, the president of the team, furious about how they went out and that they went out, because they need the gate. They need the revenue from playoff games. It matters more to them than, say, basketball team with a $5 billion television deal. It's just the concessions and the beer sale. I mean, everything matters to them, and not having those home dates is really hurts. There is a sense of embarrassment, and this is all, and I agree with every bit of it, too. Just John McDonough should be mad. And if you don't know John, and John's been a dear friend of this station and certainly of the afternoon show for a long time, but
what is he mad at?
He's mad about...
Is he mad? Does he think the players weren't focusing? Is he mad that they took everything for granted?
He's mad they looked that bad and got swept by an 8 seed.
Now, where do you place that, though?
Well, I think some of it is these shots across the bow, firing Ted Dent, the Rockford head coach... and
beheaded the Rockford guy.
Yeah, launching
these kids that are coming up here aren't ready for playoff battle.
You know, some of this is a show of force. Some of this is a show of seriousness. Whether or not they think actually is going to make them materially better or not, and a message being sent to Joel Quenneville that, you know, your three cups are wonderful, but it's got to be better than this. And you can't go out like that.
All right, so what is Coach Q doing, or what has he done this year? Because let's face it, we were talking about him hating young players for a long time, and this year he rolled with some young players because he had to, and some guys developed underneath his tutelage. So what was Coach Q doing this year that was different from past years? That's what I would ask John McDonough if we weren't, you know, behind the mic and we were just having a beer or something and I knew he was mad. If I'm John McDonough's buddy, if I'm his confidant, and I'm not even talking about hockey. You know, I'm not talking about being a hockey guy. I'm talking about just being around him. I'd ask him, what do you think Coach Q did this year differently than he did the last couple of years? Because last year it was like, oh, that was a 7-game series and puck luck and all upstart St. Louis Blues team. This was sheer embarrassment. This was a hockey.
They are embarrassed. That's the word. They are.
What'd you do then?
They're angry and embarrassed.
Too soft? Too cozy?
I don't
get that from Q. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm watching too many Benny's commercials where he's smiling.
You want another bag of skates?
right, exactly. Right. What are we doing here? Why are you mad? What can he do to make you happier? Because it's a Hall of Fame coach.
And
it's the best coach that you've ever had in this franchise. What are you going to ask him to do differently?
Not to mention their hands are tight. Not to mention they're
contractually
hard cap and not much you can do. And you've got a guy in Artemi Panarin who's going to jump up to what, $6 million or something like that? Some crazy numbers,
incentives,
plus the scheduled bonuses that are coming in per his contract and the expansion draft and everything else that's going on. That maybe that's part of it. Maybe the part of the calculus is, you got to coach up what you got. There's going to be no miracle here.
And that's the problem,
Bowman is thinking, I can't help you.
But that's the problem, though, Danny, because you've seen moves made on this team. The last few years, there's been a Bowman move where it's like, We don't know if Q rocks with that. And talking to Jay and Spiegs on my former show, you know, we talk about, this is a move that we don't know if, because Q would keep guys on that everyone would question, and it was a Q kind of planting his flag, like, yeah, this guy is going to be, you know, active, and that guy that you want to play is a healthy scratch because I'm the damn man and I've got the cups.
It's like having Cameron Payne in a suit.
Exactly. So now, yep. if you're Scotty Bowman or John McDonough, and this from the 815, they should be furious they were swept by a bunch of bums. Well, in the end, how do you apply that? What are you going to tell them? Skate harder? Try more?
Well, there's a lot of texters, too.
Be better? Patrick Kane ain't a tough guy. You going to tell him to go win puck battles? You want Patrick Kane to be a playmaker? You want him to possess the puck? You going to tell Johnny Oduya and Brent Seabrook to be faster? All right, you going to tell Brent Seabrook to be faster?
You tell him to be thinner.
You going to tell Nicholas Hjalmarsson to you know, be a little bit better offensively? I know he's a terrific lockdown defensive guy, but he was on the ice for a lot of those goals. You know, that penalty kill wasn't as strong because he was out there as well, too.
And when you start looking...
Michael Kempney, you're going to start counting on him because he was playing his ass off at the end there.
Free agent. He may not be back.
That's what I'm saying. So what are you going to... How does this turn itself into something more than just anger? Just beheadings for beheading's sake. There's a red wedding going on over there at the United Center. And after that, you still got to clean up and you still got to deal with Walter Frey.
One thing they could do is trade somebody tradable that maybe you don't expect. And maybe Hjalmarsson's that guy and you get a defenseman that's a little bit more fleet of foot rather than a stay-at-home shot blocker and somebody who can skate it out of the zone can jump into a play.
If only you had a young defenseman who was offensive-minded and was fleet of foot.
That'd be Nick Leddy.
Oh, yeah. He's an Islander now.
Mm-hmm. The 708 says, I interned for the Hawks. If John McDonough was mad, you best get out of his way. Oh, you know then. Yes.
Yeah. He locks down the host. Yeah.
A reputation for putting an entire office environment on eggshells when you've got a guy. He is not a guy who will wear his emotions placidly.
Mm-hmm.
And another 708 says, McDonough should have no say in the hockey operation. He's not making hockey decisions. He's not telling guys what to do when it comes to actually playing hockey.
Do your job better.
Right. Or we make a change, or he might say to Bowman, look, we're going to send a shot across the bow here. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule, presented by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Cubs at Pittsburgh, Sox against Kansas City. The Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE.
Top of the hour, I want to get into a generational athlete calling it quits his way, even though a lot of people think that some injuries have forced him out of this sport. So we'll do that right here on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Bears fans, Thursday, the 2017 NFL Draft begins. What will the Bears do with a third overall pick? Our team of Bears experts will be there to break down their decisions as the draft unfolds. Starting at 6 p.m., join radio voices of the Bears, Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, Bob Arkish, Hall of Fame journalist Dan Pompey, and former Bear great Patrick Manley for Chicago's best draft coverage. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $100 off an HP OfficeJet Pro printer. Its lightning-fast two-sided printing can save you both time and money.
Hence, 429.17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
Technology out there to optimize one's life, and you think I'd be better at remembering dates that matter, birthdays, anniversaries, etc., and I'm just kind of blithely moving through life, not remembering any of this. But thankfully, ProFlowers has come out with the ultimate solution to ensure that kind of thing doesn't happen. ProFlowers has launched Pro Gifter. It's a new service that is the easiest way to never forget an event, and you look awesome all year. What Pro Gifter does is it allows you to schedule everything in advance. The deliveries of three bouquets to three addresses, same or different at each one. So it could be all the same bouquets, the same address or different ones, different addresses, just three of whatever you want up to a year in advance. So that way, if you forget, if you procrastinate, you're covered already. You've outsmarted yourself. So three bouquets, vases, and free shipping, all for $99. So you save time and you save money. It's up to $70 in savings and you end up looking great. It's Pro Flowers. You can rest easy knowing that they have bought directly from the best growers. You're getting fresh flowers
and it's guaranteed fresh, a 7-day freshness guarantee or your money back. So it's running through your head, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about. There's a birthday coming up. So right now, go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner on the homepage. You pick the flowers, you set the dates, and you're done. That's proflowers.com.
What would CBS Sunday?
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles,
Naval Criminal Investigative Service,
know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And know no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go! 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 Go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I'm trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Here. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Top to bottom, we need more. This is unacceptable to be where we are today. There will be change moving forward. Change comes in many different ways. So the specifics of how we're going to change things into next year are not really meant for this forum. But I can promise you, we need to be better.
You know, as a casual hockey fan, when I hear stuff like that from Stan Bowman, and I think about Hawks offseason talk, which I don't often do.
Is he trading somebody that we don't expect?
But this is the thing. When they do acquire someone that you don't know, you know, his game, really, because it's a name that you haven't kept track of.
Yeah, exactly. Hockey, right.
All you can do is sit back and relax and watch the regular season unfold to see if you like the guy or not. I know there's about 30 or 35 hockey guys out there screaming at me right now because they know every roster of every NHL team.
We need you. Thank you. And we love having yourself. You because exactly. You help us out.
We'll ask you an open-ended hockey question during the year so we can stumble through a segment or two with you, but whatevs. I will find out whatever moves they make in the offseason, if they were good during the regular season. Like that, my frame of reference when it comes to, you know, random ass NHL players, whatever guy they throw on this team is like, oh, this defenseman. Like, I know Brian Campbell because I know Brian Campbell. I've seen him do it before.
Every year at the deadline, when they get like, right, Tomas Fleischmann and Dale Weiss, right, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
have a strong opinion?
Like Marcus Bubabov, you know, jumps on the team and we're like, all right, well, yeah, he's got a plus minus of five. Yeah, like
when
the
they got Oduya last year, I had an aesthetic. I knew I'd seen him play before. Right. Unfortunately, he passed away, and this version. Did not
for,
this,
if the Oduya family's listening,
zombie also didn't eat enough parsley.
Johnny didn't pass away.
No, but zombie Oduya was out there. This guy didn't look anything like he last looked on the Blackhawks, and he was not very effective. But at least I knew who he was.
Right. Yeah, but there's going to be a guy that they add, and you're like, all right, whatever. Like when they added Anisimov because they had to trade my crush, my man crush, Brandon Saad, is a tall, slender guy who can be physical at times, but is inconsistent. Well, you saw all those things take place the last couple of years. You saw him not win a damn faceoff in the playoffs. You saw him not want to sacrifice his body, and maybe that was because he was coming off an injury, but whatever the case may be, he didn't do what he was supposed to do for you.
Yeah, but in hearing Bowman there, that sounded like he's telling you he's going to trade somebody you wouldn't expect him to trade.
Well, we haven't heard unacceptable from that franchise over the last decade. We hear it from the Bulls. We hear it from the Bears. We hear it from the Sox every once in a while. When you hear unacceptable from them, that means that it's going to be very acceptable, and you're going to see the same people next year with a minor tweak here or there. So this is his first unacceptable bomb that he's dropped. We'll see how unacceptable it really is.
I agree with this note, too, from the 708 when I mentioned that the Blackhawks do really look forward to the money to be made from multiple home playoff games that get bigger and bigger and bigger. It says multiply that times 1,000 area bars. Yeah, I really do feel for bar owners who count on the raucous and hard drinking Blackhawks playoff crowds, because
yeah. Invite some more Bulls fans to your bar.
The Bulls aren't going to have that many more playoff games, I don't think. They'll get you a couple. And
well, all they have to do is play tomorrow's, and they'll have more than the Hawks this year.
That's true. I can't argue with that.
if we're just talking about nights.
That's more nights. Right? Yeah, home and road, if that's what you're talking about. Yep.
You know, and diversify your portfolio a little bit.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein.
We'll be at Cork and Carry on Thursday.
Can't wait. I love that place. Yeah. We're going to have so much fun.
Beverly's like my third home.
Well, what's the second? Evanston and, and Chicago first, Evanston second, Beverly third.
Yeah, you can go one and two back and forth with Chicago and Evanston.
What about Belize?
I've been to Beverly more.
Beverly's
than
moved ahead of Belize?
Not ahead, but you know, I visit there more because my uncle lives there. My uncle and his beautiful wife Louise. My Belizean Irish connection to Beverly. The neighborhood that houses one Mitch Rosen as well.
We will be at Cork. Yeah, he lives behind the giant stone walls of his compound, though.
I've had some appearances over there at Sean's Rhino Bar where I was like,
but Cork and Carry, we're going to be there for the NFL Draft Live broadcast on Thursday. And coming up, Jason's going to talk about a sports all-time great.
Yeah, generational dude that's calling it quits.
What the future is going to hold. That is coming up on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hey there, friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, I'm always looking for a new series to start, and my buddy Matt Drufke, he got me onto a series called The Leftovers on HBO. He said you'd really like it. You got to try it out. And I watched the pilot episode last night, and it was really good. I think I'm going to continue on watching, even though they're already in season 3. But I found it using my X1 voice remote. I just said, hey, show me The Leftovers. It popped up right there. And, of course, it was available through HBO On Demand through my Xfinity system. And I absolutely love having the voice remote, having the Xfinity On Demand. They are two of my favorite features of the Xfinity X1 service. And you can have those same features, that same service from Xfinity. And on top of that, get the very best in internet and in-home Wi-Fi with Xfinity as well. So you get the best in home entertainment, TV, and also the best internet possible, the fastest, most reliable, and you got a winning combination right there. That's why I love my Xfinity services, and I could not be happier with them. With Xfinity X1, you get over 140 channels, a voice remote, and even access to your Netflix subscription if you happen to have one. You can get it now right through your X1 system. So it's time for you to make the switch and get Xfinity X1 and internet, just like I have, for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy that same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay, which just means there's no paper bills and you never forget to pay your bill. Plus, you get $150 back when you sign up today. So don't wait. Switch now and take advantage of this limited offer from Xfinity. Give them a call at 1-800-XFINITY or go online right now to Xfinity.com.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Experience that sets us apart.
This was a gotcha attack, not a security breach.
Pilots warn against a rush to make changes.
Integrity that makes